We did not get to meet Paul and Mary until they were already in their later years. They were in their upper 80s. And we were just so honored and privileged to be able to get to know them and have them as part of our church at times. There were often times that Paul would say, "I won't be at church because I'm taking a service." He was still ministering even up into his very late 80s, I believe. And one of the things that I started to say after getting to know them was, when they want to be just like them, because that, you know, that just been full. They were full of life. They were full of Jesus. They were full of the Word of God. You may not know that we have a school of ministry, and they attended our school of ministry for several months. And I knew Paul's background and his education, and I was like, "Really? You want to come to our school of ministry?" But they did, and they were faithful, and we would break up into small groups to discuss things, and they always had things to share, of course. And they would do their homework faithfully, and they kept coming until they just weren't able to do it anymore. But one of my favorite memories of Mary, of course, was watching her worship. One time we had a special guest speaker. His name's John Arpit, and she really wanted to have prayer for him. And so there was a long line, and people were standing for prayer. And so I suggested to her that she sit down on her walker because they had a seat. And she said, "Oh no, I can't sit down because I want to know if the Holy Spirit touches me." And just her hunger for God was so amazing and just touched my heart. And she would dance at church sometimes with her walker, and it was just so much fun. And I just want to say how honored we were to have them in our lives for the time that we did. And I really do want to be like them when I'm in my upper 80s and 90s.
Paul and Mary were amazing and incredible people. If you look into their eyes and you see the life of God, what I love about them so much is that their hunger for God never stopped. They never retired from their hunger for God. And they didn't actually retire from ministry. They would still go out and minister at times as long as they could. And I believe Paul and Mary were even more free to these service because the scripture you read is, "The Lord's put on my heart to share this point." And I believe that Paul wants to share the gospel. And they did not come to find the public service for them. But I'm going to read the other version. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 28 to 31. A scribe asked Jesus, "What command is the foremost of all?" Jesus answered, "The foremost of all is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, and with all of your soul, and with all of your mind, and with all of your strength. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." And then it was just read in Matthew 22, 40. And Jesus said that on these two commandments hang all of the law of the prophets. So Jesus is saying that the Old Testament, all of the law, all of the prophets, can be summed up into love, not judgment or your holiness. But Jesus is drawing in the Old Covenant into love. We see further when Moses asked God to show him his glory, that God reveals his glory in Exodus 34, 6 and 7. The Bible says, "The Lord passed by in front of him, proclaiming, 'The Lord, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and truth, who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin, yet who will by no means leave the guilty unpunished.'" We see here that the glory of God is his personality, who he is and what he is like, abounding in loving kindness. And to see that